Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. I don't know about you, but Sunday, I woke up a little grumpy. Luckily, the feeling is pretty temporary. You are in good company now, but it is something that we go through year after year after year. Daylight saving time. It just began, and in every state except Arizona and Hawaii. And besides being a little grumpy about losing that coveted hour of sleep this past weekend, it also got some of us wondering, why are we still changing our clocks? Many Americans fall on the side of ending daylight saving time. In 2019, the Associated Press published a poll showing that 71% of respondents favored being on either standard or daylight saving time year-round. Here in California, nearly 60% of voters approved a proposition that could change daylight saving time. That was more than 6 years ago. And yet, there's been no change. So why do we keep doing this to ourselves? Joining us today to unpack all of this is Professor Leslie Gilo-Jacobs. She's the Anthony Kennedy Professor at McGeorge School of Law. Leslie, welcome to Insight.
Thank you so much for having me.
People may be thinking, why did we bring a lawyer on to talk about daylight saving time? Can you explain how this all comes to be? Who determines us setting our clocks back or not?
Sure. Well, you mentioned the Proposition 7 that the California voters passed, and margin of 60 to 40, the California voters said they wanted to be done with the time switch. But the wording of the proposition acknowledged that Congress has to pass a law before California would be allowed to keep daylight saving time permanent. It hasn't done that. And that's why California hasn't done it yet, and the 18 other states that seem to want to do it as well.
Do you know how daylight saving time even got its start to begin with?
Sure. Well, my mother always told me that we went to daylight saving time because the farmers really wanted it, and we went back to standard time because the little kids going to school needed daylight. So the second part of that may well be somewhat correct. But the first part is absolutely not correct. Farmers have always been opposed to daylight saving time because it's not good for their animals and it's not good for their workers. I'll note that lots and lots of sleep organizations and health experts are against daylight saving time as well. So why did it happen? It happened because of energy crises, World War I, World War II, and then in the 1970s. So there were brief stints of federal law making it mandatory. But then those got repealed.
Okay, so if health experts, even farmers, aren't in favor of daylight saving time, California voters wanted a change. There's even been the polling that I teed up with the Associated Press. Why do you think there isn't movement either within the California legislature or Congress to change this?
Well, there actually has been movement in Congress to change it. There's a Sunshine Protection Act of 2023. Then-Senator Marco Rubio sponsored it, and it passed the Senate unanimously, but then it stopped in the House. And here's the issue, which is people are behind stopping the change, but people are very split about whether to keep daylight saving time or whether to keep standard time. So a different poll, a YouGov poll that I looked at, indeed found 62% of Americans wanted to stop the change, but they were equally split on which way to go. And I think that's the same thing that's going on when Congress is looking at figuring out what to do. They're getting lobbied by the by really a majority of the health experts who say it's much better for our bodies to be following the circadian rhythm of the sun, early sunlight on our skin, earlier darkness, so the melatonin kicks in. But then we've got the recreation and the business interest, and maybe people generally who think, I kind of like that light in the evening. So that's where I think we've got our stumbling block.
I know that we already voted on a proposition as California voters, and things are kind of at a stalemate right now. But would it be worth having another ballot initiative or proposition to get some movement if, you know, those 60% of voters who wanted Prop 7 in the first place 6 years ago are a little frustrated that things haven't changed?
Well, you know what? Due to a quirk in the federal law, if California were to have a proposition that said, let's adopt uniform standard time, they could do it because that's what Arizona and Hawaii are doing. So the federal law decrees a uniform daylight savings time. So you can't deviate from that. But it doesn't say that you can't choose all year long to be standard time. So it would be possible to choose that.
Yeah. Do you know if there are other states who are in a similar situation like California? You mentioned there's only two states that are different. And that Sunshine Protection Act, then Senator Marco Rubio, I mean, he's from Florida. So I would wonder if this conversation is also taking place in other states.
Well, as I said, I think it's about 18 states that similarly have various different laws saying, let's go ahead and change if Congress changes. So they may well be having similar types of conversations. I'll note that the current president and, our DOGE head have also tweeted that they'd be in favor of not having the change, although not completely clear which way to go.
It seems like what I'm learning from you, it really hinges on which way to go.
It hinges on which way to go. And in Congress, it hinges on which way to go. And it hinges on priorities, too. Congress has to decide it's important enough to get a law like this passed.
What do you find interesting about this as a law professor, someone who has worked at the Supreme Court? You know, you are really good with understanding policy and language in a legislative fashion. What stands out to you about this daylight saving time kind of debacle, I guess?
Well, debacle or an example of how our constitutional structure is set up, which we always talk about federalism, we talk about states' rights, and so we have states doing different sorts of things, although they must have a uniform daylight savings time if they choose that. But chaos is part of the lawmaking process, and education would be part of it too. That is, for the people who voted for Proposition 7, did they think about the difference between daylight saving time and standard time, or were they just voting to stop the change? So there's room for that as well.
Yeah. Well, because we have an extra minute left, I'm just curious. How did you wake up yesterday, Professor Jacobs? I know for myself, I really could have used that extra hour, but that's just me personally.
I suppose that's true. I must say I probably have an easier Sunday than you do, because I didn't need to wake up at a uniform time. So I find myself able to more slowly adjust.
Yeah. Professor Jacob, thank you so much for taking the time. And it's an important reminder, one I think a lot of us think about this time every year. Thank you for joining us with a breakdown and a refresher.
Happy to be with you. Thank you for having me.
And that is Professor Leslie Gilo Jacobs, who is the Anthony Kennedy Professor at McGeorge School of Law, explaining why we still have daylight saving time, even though California voters approved a proposition 6 years ago, Prop 7, that could have opened up and paved a way to get rid of it. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Our audio engineer is Tyler Webb. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Monday. We will catch you back here tomorrow.